With their curved caramel-colored shells, angry eyes, and spiky tails, horseshoe crabs look like nature's armored tanks crawling along the shore. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports on why there's a growing citizen science effort to count these creatures in Florida for the first time.
They are really strong animals.
On a sunny September morning, about 20 volunteers are at historic Spanish Point and Osprey to learn about horseshoe crabs. They gather around as Berlina Hears, a researcher with Florida Fish and Wildlife, lifts a live one out of a touch tank.
This may be his first or second season mating, maybe, you know, 9 or 10 years old.
His shell is about the size of a small dinner plate. She flips him over so we can see all 12 of his legs flailing in the air. Volunteers learn that horseshoe crabs aren't dangerous, and they're actually not crabs. They're related to spiders and scorpions. Afterward, volunteer Linda Waugh has a confession to make.
I'm a little creeped out about the legs, you know, because I don't like spiders. I admire them from a distance, but touching them is kind of going to be weird, but I'm sure I'll get over it.
Horseshoe crabs have been around for 450 million years, even surviving the mass extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs. But just how they're doing now in Florida, especially after last year's red tide event, is a mystery.
Unfortunately, we know very little about the population status of Florida horseshoe crabs.
A training video teaches volunteers how to lift them safely, never by the tail, and puncture their shell with a small hole before inserting a Fish and Wildlife tag that will allow scientists to track them over time. This is the only program of its kind that allows regular people to capture, tag, and release wildlife after just 3 hours of training. It began in 2015 and has since expanded to 16 counties, mostly in north and central Florida. Sarasota just joined. Hears is the only biologist in the state who gets paid to work with horseshoe crabs, a fact she readily shares with the volunteers.
So our program is volunteer-based because there's just no funding otherwise. And so what you're doing is solving a huge problem.
Hears says it's particularly urgent to count Florida's horseshoe crabs because populations are declining in some areas of the northeastern U.S. Knowing how many are in Florida can help experts figure out how to protect them. And that's important because horseshoe crabs save human lives every day. In their blood is a compound that coagulates around bacteria, signaling any unsafe materials in vaccines and injectable medicines. While harvesting horseshoe crab blood is a billion-dollar industry, there are no plans in Florida, at least not yet. In late September, marine biologist Armando Ubeda with the Florida Sea Grant leads a trio of volunteers on the very first horseshoe crab tagging trip in Sarasota. It's midday, high tide, and a full moon, peak mating time for horseshoe crabs. The volunteers wade into waist-deep water near a seawall in the Indian Beach area. More than a year ago, before red tide hit, Ubeda spotted 23 mating pairs here. Today, volunteer Lisa Taylor.
We actually saw two, but during the survey, you can only count them during the one pass through. So one we're able to count, and the second one we are unable to count. And he got away from us.
They carry their sole specimen in a white bucket back to land.
And it might wiggle, so don't drop it.
No.
At a picnic table, they measure, weigh, and tag the animal.
So we get tag number, sex, age.
The process goes smoothly and takes about 10 minutes. When it's done, they release the horseshoe crab back in the water. The next day, Ubeda and his volunteers go to a small beach nearby and tag 20 more. They also see the male they tagged a day earlier, a good sign that he's healthy and still trying to mate. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.